Hashem, tonight is the very important topic, and that's the topic of Otzer Beis Din. It's a topic that's still evolving today, and it's an absolutely beautiful and fascinating study, La Halacha, both in terms of how Otzer Beis Din developed, as well as the diunim that exists today, and some of the shailas and some questions that leave open in terms of the Halachas of Shemitah today. What's fascinating about the Halachas is there's actually no Gemara, no Rambam, to what many suggest is one of the best ways in dealing with how to get fruits with Kedusha Shvius to people's houses without being over the Isra of Schora, without being over the Isra of Ktsira, and so on and so forth. There's no Gemara, there's no Rambam. By the way, Rav Mordechai Eliezer Tzal felt that because the Rambam doesn't mention it, then that's a reason that one should not do a Otzer Beis Din, because it's not mentioned in the Rambam itself. It's found in a Tosefta. And when I say Mordechai Eliezer, I mean Lechatchila. He didn't think it was the most ideal solution. The Tosefta writes the following: Periches Halacha Aleph. Perishona Yishluche Beis Din Yoshvin Al Pischei Ayaros. Kol Misha Mevi Peros Besoch Yado Noten Osam Imenu Venosnal Mehen Mazon Gimel Seudos. According to most Mefarshim, what happened was, take a look at the Milchas Yitzchak, for example, there were people who were Choshud on Shvius, and the Shluchei Beis Din used to stand at the gates of the city and used to stop people who were bringing in fruits that they had collected, and they would take it from them, and they would say, but take three good nutritious meals. In other words, they collected all the fruits and the vegetables. Each one was coming in with, a cartload worth of cucumbers. So they said, you can't take all these cucumbers and sell them and so on and so forth from your farm. But what you can do is you could hold on to a couple of cucumbers and we'll give you some apples that we took away from somebody else. And this way they gave them three meals. V'ashar machnisin otzel oser shvis. According to many, things improved. What the Minchas Yitzchak said, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky uses this expression often, we made reference to this last week, Achsherei Dore, things improved according to the way the Minchas Yitzchak reads this, and then he gives man teinim shluchei bezvin sochrin polin v'odrin osa v'osin osan. Then there was another stage in which the shluchei bezvin themselves would go into the field and harvest, now, in other words, to prevent the Ovrei Aveira and to discourage the Ovrei Aveira and people who were interested in the involvement of Beis Din, and the Beis Din would do it themselves. Okay. And the Tosefta describes different types of fruits at different times, and that is the concept of Otzer Beis Din. And that is this description of the Otzer that was instituted by the Shluchei Beis Din. The Ramban, Ala Torah, even though the Rambam makes no mention of it, the Ramban ala Torah in Dibra Maskel Vishanu B'Tosefta makes reference to this Tosefta that you have on page Tav Kuf Nun Gimel in front of you. And then, on the next page, in the Ramban ala Torah in Parshas Bahar, he describes the Takana in the following way. Va'asu lohem takanos midivrem. Barishona yibezen osin otzer b'chol ir v'ir. They would make this otzer, as the Tosefta described, at the entrance of the city. And he repeats the Tosefta. And then he says, on the bottom of the first column, he says, Ve'elu aperas hamuchnasan la'otzer bezin, einon tzrichen biur. There is no requirement of biur. Because it belongs to Beis Din, it doesn't have the same requirement of biur. How do most Mefarshim explain? The requirement of biur is that you're not allowed to show any personal ownership over the fruits. But if it belongs to the collective, this is how Shas Uchuvas Harash Beish seems to describe it, if it belongs to the collective of Beis Din, so then in such a case, there isn't a requirement of Beis Din. So, here the Ramban tells us that you've solved the issue of biur. Summarizes the Mishnas Yosef. We've praised the Sefer a lot, and he summarizes, according to the Ramban, what does one gain when it comes to Otzer Beis Din. In the second paragraph, in the first column, V'huva Tosefta Zu B'Ramban, this Tosefta is quoted by the Ramban, And he says, what have we gained? We say the following. Number one, Einon Tzricham Biur. That's number one, as Ramban explains. Says the Mishnas Yosef, and something else that you are marviach when you talk about Otzer Bezdin, v'odir vachnu b'Otzer Bezdin she'ein kan inyan d'mei shviyas. And also there is no problem with d'mei shviyas. So let's understand the other advantage of Otzer Bezdin, and that is that at the end of the day, when it comes to the Isser of Schora, there's no, and the Kedusha Shviyas, there is no problem of Demei Shviyas because it's not done B'derech Schora. So therefore, the money that's exchanged does not have Kedusha Shviyas. When we discussed the issue of the Isser of Schora, so then we made reference to the problem that the money is Tofes Kedushas Shviyas. Okay. So these are two major advantages. But Rabosai comes along the Chazon Ish, and in defending the Tosefta, he points out a third advantage, and he also throws in an important lamdus based on this. And then we have the full picture of what Otzer Bezdin is supposed to do in theory. And then we're ready to go to the Halacha L'Maase. Comes along the Chazon Ish. Yes. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
she'hakol nihyeh bedvaro. Could you clarify, the money is Tovis Kedushas Shviyas, but because it's not done in a way of Schora, have you said that?
No, it's not even going to, not, it's not even going to be a problem of the money's not going to even have Tfisas Demei Shviyas. Why? Because in this case, the Shluchei Bezdin are being paid for their work, and they're not being paid for the Kedusha Shviyas itself. So it's more than that. You mentioned the fact that you're not over the Isser Schora. The Mishnas Yosef says even more. He says that we're not going to even have the problem of being Tofes Kedusha Shviyas. But I'm glad you stopped me because I really didn't explain this Nakuda. And that is, the Mishnas Yosef is pointing out that it's not Tofes Kedusha Shviyas because you're paying Bezdin on behalf of the labor of the field. Now, before we even go on in the Chazon Ish, I'm so doubly happy you stopped me. Let's bring out what we understand about how Otzer Bezdin works. The phenomenon of Otzer Bezdin is the following. The Bezdin become those who are doing the work on behalf of the Tzibur. That's how the Tshuvas HaRashbeish says it. And that's what it seems. When you read the Tosefta, that's what it seems. So now, it could very well be that you could have a farmer. Now this helps us so much today in Eretz Yisrael, in theory. Sibel helps us so much today in Eretz Yisrael that a farmer could be sitting and learning in the Beis Medrash, and his mind is not on making a profit. That's what Shviyas is all about. He's no longer the Bailim. But at the same time, he's able to do some basic work and earn a basic living. Now, it's not the same living as an entrepreneurial farmer who's making a buck. You know, he's making a profit. He's just getting paid as a worker. But at least, Baruch Hashem, we're able to provide him some of his basic needs. That's the ideal of Otzer Bezdin. Now, the Chazon Ish, in sharpening the Heter, yes, Rafi?
When the farmers were actually working, how they managed doing things to fudge the land to benefit, or are they just doing basic needs to upkeep the land? What is the
benefit? That's an excellent question. That's an excellent question. Hopefully I'll get to that in the end. Lanias Daiti, and the Mishnas Yosef brings out this idea. Anything that's going to help the person in Eretz Yisrael to get fruits, then in such a case is going to be mutter. Because they're acting on behalf of the Tzibur. Okay? Before the Chazon Ish sharpens the Shita, the Chazon Ish quotes a bomb kasha of the Rash Sir Leo. It's well known that one of the major detractors of the Otzer Bezdin was the Rash Sir Leo. In fact, I photocopied the Chazon Ish a little bit out of order. If you take a look at the third page of the Chazon Ish, intentionally I did it out of order, he quotes, in the second paragraph, he quotes the Rashas. The Rashas, by the way, is one of the most important and fascinating Mefarshim on the Mishnayos. On the third page, on Kuf Chaf Aleph, and you see the Rashas's Shita, you could extract it from six words in the Chazon Ish, Shelokhin Peros Shishis. The Rash Sir Leo, because of Akasha that we're going to develop, it's on the third of the Chazon Ishes, the The Rash Sir Leo claims that the Tosefta is only talking about Parashishis. They're complicated sugyas. Parashishis, Shiatzur L'Shviyas. The complicated sugyas. The Rashas says the whole Otzer Bezdin, we don't follow. Most poskim today, Rav Kook Zatzal didn't follow this. The Chazon Ish Zatzal didn't follow this. But there were many that read, there were some. Because of a couple of strong kashas of how Otzer Bezdin works, they said that it must be that the halacha of the Otzer Bezdin described in Tosefta was only in a case where it wasn't fully Kedusha Shvius. Because if it would have full Kedusha Shvius, they have a bomb kasha. What's the kasha? So now go to the first page of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish by Umeha Desanya. Umeha Desanya b'Tosefta huva b'Ramban. This that the Tosefta, it's not Tosfos, it's Tosefta. This is the first page of the Chazon Ish. It's right after Shvius Perek Zayin, the Sefer Mishnas Yosef. The first Chazon Ish in the batch. Umeha Desanya b'Tosefta huva b'Ramban u'b'Rash de'bizman shiyesh otzer bezdin dorchim anovim b'gas v'zeisim b'beis habat. When there's Otzer Bezdin, you're allowed to process the fruits in the regular manner. Shaminon, you have to say, and what's he coming? He's coming to answer the kasha of the Rash Sir Leo. There's a Farish Halacha that says that you're not allowed to process the fruits in this type of way. Yet the Tosefta says you're allowed to. So says the Chazon Ish the following Chidush. He says, Hainu, daf gebailim. That's only if you're the owner, you're not allowed to do these malachos. Aval eisen shezachu min hefker mutarin bikol. Everything that's hefker is mutar. Ukra delo sase kederach hakotzrum. We've discussed this in the past, that the medrash halacha darshkins, those siktzar kederach hakotzrim bebailim azoy rachmana, is only an iser on the owners, is not an iser on someone who's not an owner. Now, this in of itself is quite a chiddush. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was not convinced about that. Because the Chazon Ish goes on to say that the iser d'oraisa shmita is only if you are the owner, and on your field you're not allowed to have someone work. And here he gives a little bit of a kick to Rav Kook Zatzal Shita, and he says it doesn't make a difference if it's a goy. Doesn't matter if it's a shliach, because if you remember from Shiurim half a year ago, I think all the Talmidim here from the previous time, but the walls remember, from we discussed that Rav, that's right, Rav Moshe was here, that we discussed Rav Kook Shita, that the Isser D'Oraisa is an Isser Dafka on the person, not on the field. So the Chazon Ish over here says, if you are the Bailim and you allow someone else to go into your field, you're also over the Isser. So this is a sidebar. Chazon Ish is very, very dense and very intense. So the Chazon Ish is doing a lot of things at once. So along the way, he gives a little bit of a disagreement with the Rav Kook Zatzal's heter, that he was matir, heter, mechira combined, that if the malacha is being done al yidei goy, etc., etc., etc. So Rav Kook says, I don't accept that, but along the way, the Chazon Ish gives a very, very big heter. And his big heter is that the iser is only when there's the bailam. And he says, that's the answer to the Rash Sir Leo's kasha. The Mishnah doesn't apply when it was hefker. So the bailam are mafkir. Everybody else is shluchei bezdin. Okay. Based on this, what we're now marviach is a third thing. Not only, like the Ramban told us, is there no biur. Not only that the Mishnah Yosef added that there's no Kedusha Shvius on the money, and there isn't the problem of Schora, there's no longer the Isser D'Oraisa, because it's Bistei Hefker. And if it's Bistei Hefker, then a person will not be over the Isser D'Oraisa of Shemitah. Now, there are some other requirements, midrabanan. In other words, you can't become a shluach bezdin and tomorrow and just automatically start doing malach on the fields. We need a little bit more shimush in that regard. But as balabatim, as people who are walking zocha to walk the streets of Eretz Yisrael and to come into its stores and to enjoy the peros that have kedusha. So these are the basics that we need to know in terms of construct. No biur, because there's no bailim. No iser schora, no bailim. No tfisas damim. And the chazanish is yisot. Okay. That's the general rule, and that's why it's ideal. Let me just spell out the cultural slash political reasons why this is ideal. Rabosai, we're in a war. This is a halacha shir. I don't mean to make any significant political comments, but I just overheard somebody say, I'm a little bit mufka. I came into Netiv Aryeh last night to say the Musar Shmuz. I had to adjust my Musar Shmuz because everybody was startled by the terrible attack yesterday. And someone I just overheard, so I haven't been exposed to the media in the last, I'm a relic because in the last 24 hours I haven't heard anything on the media. So I overheard someone say that the Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority said, we declared an act of war by closing Har HaBayis, an act of war. So he says, we are in a struggle for our survival. Why do I mention that now? What in the world does this have to do with Otzer Bezdin? What it has to do is the following. Aside from tzedakah and chesed and sensitivity to all of Klal Yisrael and to the farmers who chas v'chalila could ask, ma nochal, but there's more than that. And that is that when we don't buy Jewish produce, we end up buying produce from people who are avowed enemies of ours. Now I have to tell you, I do. Why? Because a lot of times Otzer Bezdin sometimes have problems with it. But as an ideal, Otzer Bezdin is an ideal. Because what Otzer Bezdin does is it gives the farmer some level of support, if it works, and it allows us to enhance the Israeli economy and not the economy of those who are our enemies. And that's why Otzer Bezdin is... That's why you never got such a title from me before. The important institution. That's why I describe it as the important institution. Because it is such an important etzah. However, a big Talmud Chacham, who you know, said to me the following. He said to me, at the end of the day, the way Otzer Bezdin that he saw in a particular community, the way Otzer Bezdin was working is, he said, it's no different than the Heter Mechira. Why? Because at the end of the day, what happens is, all it is a legal fiction, he claimed. He said he went into a store, and unfortunately I went into a store in Ramat Beit Shemesh, that was the same thing. Where you had fruits that were being sold. Bemida, Bemishkal, Beminyan, with regular prices. I'm going to get to all of those issues shortly. And it seemed to him, this Talmud Chacham, that at the end of the day, what was Otzer Bezdin? There was a piece of paper that was signed by the farmers, and a piece of paper that was signed by the storekeepers, and Olam Kimin Hago Noek. Now, Rabosai, first of all, I have not done enough research whether to say publicly, where these problems exist, where these problems don't exist. Secondly, I don't think that this is the venue. That's not my job. But this is an issue that comes up, just like the Heter Mechira. Could be a legal fiction. Unfortunately, there are some who allege in this Shemitah that there are times that the Otzer Bezdin has also become a legal fiction as well. Now, the truth is, maybe a legal fiction is the right way to go. Nevertheless, you could say that. There might be room to argue such a thing. On the other hand, when you read the Tosefta, that's not the Otzer Bezdin that the Tosefta had in mind. That's not the Otzer Bezdin that was going on. So let's take apart all of the challenges that exist in making a proper Otzer Bezdin. Let me describe to you what I experienced last Shemitah only a couple times, but was a really appropriate Otzer Bezdin. And that is, in the parking lot of some shul, there were these cartons. Again, this is ideal, and we have to then go from the ideal to see what is negotiable and what's not, al pi halacha, what could be done, what can't be done, what are the exact shilas. So there were farmers who dropped off carts of plums, and they sold boxes of plums for a general price. It was clear that those plums happened to have been underpriced. It was not the same price that you get in the market, A. And B, it was just, you walked in over there, you picked up a box, and you paid, everybody paid 5 shekel for a small size box. That, Lenia's Daiti, is ideal Otzer Bezdin. Okay? Bezdin has arranged it. Everybody basically set the same price. The money goes to the farmer. It's less. He's not making a profit, but he's getting a basic reward. Now, of course, those of us who have shopped in the supermarket, that's not entirely what's done. Okay. Question number one. Is there a requirement that just like the Mishnah tells us that one is not allowed to weigh, measure Peros Shviyas, so too, which is referred to as selling it b'mida u'b'mishkal u'b'minyan, so too the same applies when it comes to Otzer Bezdin. Or no, when it comes to Otzer Bezdin, you can sell it b'mida u'b'mishkal u'b'minyan. So here, it's a little controversial and a little blurry. Take a look at the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, page 115. The Mishpatei Aretz gives us a very, very important heter. The question is whether this heter, who said this heter, and what is it based on? Osei, Perik Yugimel Osei. Shluchei Bezdin. Hamichalkim es haperos, rashoim lechalkim lefi mishkol lefi mido lefi mispar. Shluchei Bezdin are allowed to do, in other words, what I did saw last Shemitah was unnecessary. You're allowed to do it even b'mispar b'mido b'minim. However, the source of this, the Mishpatei Aretz tells you to take a look at page 245. Next page, we have it. Here we have, in the start, Ein lebezdin lochush l'iser schora v'lo l'dmei shviyas v'lo l'mida v'gam mochrim b'li hakafa. They're allowed to sell straight up. So I showed this to Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. I asked Rav Nevin Sal, if I go into a store and they're selling peros shviyas, that's Otzer Bezdin, in the same way that they're selling everything else, ad kedei kach, that I asked the fellow who was selling the Otzer Bezdin, he said, ani lo yodea klum, ani rak mocher. He didn't say ani rak shliach bezdin. Ani lo yodea klum, ani rak mocher. I'm just telling you, l'didi havi uvda. So I asked Rav Nevin Sal, without telling him that, didn't want to upset him, just told him, I asked him, is there, so he said, no, the stores are not allowed to sell b'mida mishkol minya. So I said to him, but I heard the Chazon Ish was meikel. He opened up his beautiful wide blue eyes and he said to me, HaChazon Ish kotev kacha? So kach amru li. So he said, okay. I asked him, Zani echapes efo ze katuv b'Chazon Ish? Ken. Okay. Chipasti. Ze lo nimtza b'sefer hazeh shel Chazon Ish. Rav Nevinzal knows this Chazon Ish. Where is it? This is the source. This is a letter. These are a list of psakim that the Chazon Ish had given. The Chazon Ish gave many different psakim about Otzer Bezdin because the Chazon Ish felt that Otzer Bezdin was a fantastic institution and a good way of solving many of the problems. However, when I showed Rav Nevin Sal this quote, he said, that's only by someone who's obviously a Shliach Bezdin. In other words, it has to be clear that this person is a Shliach Bezdin. If the storekeeper is really a clear Shliach Bezdin, that's fine. But it leads me to ask, is there just another harama that's going on over here? And that really depends. So don't come away, also to leave this room and say that Chaim Eisenstein said that Otzer Bezdin is a joke. Chas v'chalila, it's the best solution. And it's not. And we have to improve. And by the way, I said back to his Talmud Chacham who said that he didn't think Otzer Bezdin was better than Heter Mechira. I said, I disagree. It could be right now Otzer Bezdin is not any better than Heter Mechira. But we're heading in the right direction. We just have to improve on it. In contrast, Heter Mechira, so there, we spoke about, we didn't denigrate Chas v'chalil at all. We spoke about the two different Shitas, v'chule v'chule, the Milas and Chasronos, etc., etc. But, at the end of the day, if you get Otzer Bezdin right, woo, then the only one you have is the Rosh Sir Leo arguing against you in Shemayim. You know, in contrast to when it comes to the Heter Mechira, so then there are many, many a graver objection. So there are technicalities. Now, these technicalities might be very serious technicalities. In other words, the farmers might be still under a tremendous amount of lachatz, and I realize it's very, very easy for me to sit in this air-conditioned room and talk in theory. This is it's an ivory tower, no question about it. But I'm learning the sugya with Mirtzei Hashem, next generation's Rabbanim, so that when they go out and so on and so forth, so maybe there are tikkunim that could be made. Yes, Ramesha. Yes, in theory they can. Here's my problem. Here's my problem. Is there a separate account? By the way, ideally it was supposed to be this way. Ideally, there are some who wanted the Otzer Bezdin, this Shemitah of Tavshin Ayin Hei, to work in a beautiful manner. And that is that you went into a store and you gave coupons. It wasn't even with cash at all, coupons. And then it would be a designated area, but Rabosai, unfortunately, in my neighborhood, that Otzer Bezdin is not happening, unfortunately. L'davani. That's
tell people
that early
enough.
I'm sure there are a zillion and one reasons why. That's no question. No question. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be followed. I never said Yivul Nachri is then better than Otzer Bezdin. I'm just telling you the challenges that exist. I'm telling you why I'm willing to go stick my neck out and say that Otzer Bezdin is ideal. There's some people who say no. Some people say Mehechi Tesi. Why even go against Rashi Elio? I mentioned to you last week that some people say Kedusha Shvius is such a challenge to be knowing appropriately Kedusha Shvius. I didn't even mention last week, I forgot. To give children Kedusha Shvius is even a shaila. I think I skipped that last week. I didn't mention that. To give children Kedusha Shvius is a shaila too. So there are real shailas. No! Otzer Bezdin is ideal. Kedusha Shvius, we're not going to be Mevatim. Midach Gisa. There are these challenges. Yeah?
From the standpoint of the farmer, though, is it you would take Otzer Bezdin and still do that?
Absolutely. That's why I'm not saying the other possibility. Absolutely. And so what I'm doing is laying out our challenges to be able to help the holy Jewish farmers. That's my goal. Yeah?
Are there similar challenges by Mecheres Chametz?
Absolutely.
And if we still allow...
I'll tell you the truth. The Eisenstein home, I'm not telling you to follow this, and it's said over in the name of the Gra, and I come from Chassidim. We try not to sell real chametz.
Right.
So.
No, but if you had real chametz, it would be significant.
We give it away. In other words, yes, there is a big shaila in regards to Heter Mechira and Harama and Zesugi and Bechoros. Stei Chemed has a whole Arichus about it, etc., etc., etc. That's a whole shiur in of itself, nachon. But yes, and that could be used as a justification for the Heter Mechira and so on. But clearly the Heter Mechira is karuch in a machlokis gedola on many different levels. And at its core, after all the machlokis, it still is a legal fiction. Acharei kechlos hakol, still is a legal fiction. So, and there are even shittas old shemitah bezmanes as daraisa. We saw last time, basically, he feels very strongly it's Daraisa. Okay. Challenge number two. This challenge from my Rebbe Rav Nevensal is a significant challenge. Question is whether, obviously, I'm mentioning to you the challenge that my Rebbe mentioned. Not everybody is meshubah to that, you know. Maybe there are some who are. You have to see how other rabbeim come out as far as this is concerned. Challenge number two comes from a psak in Revel Yashiv. Revel Yashiv in Mishnas Hagoyen Rabbi Yosef Shalom, which just came out this year, there is a fascinating argument that Revel Yashiv makes, which will very much also challenge the viability of Otzer Bezdin. And that is, let me start with the following hakdama. Rev Rimon Shlita writes in his beautiful sefer that a few shmitas ago the tremendous company Tnuva attempted to do Otzer Bezdin, and along the way he said somebody lost millions and millions and millions of shekel. Something didn't work. And we're talking about a large company. When something doesn't work, it's not like when you and I, that, you know, when we spent a little bit more because of Shemitah, it's not the same thing. God forbid it could crush a company, and if God forbid it crushes a few companies, it could really have a detrimental effect on our economy. Rav Yashiv points out that he thinks that Otzer Bezdin payros have to be sold less than the general price. Let's take a look at this. Oz Vav in Perikei. Kisha Bezdin Yordin b'mechuber b'toros Otzer Bezdin, tsarech she'ein nikar she'ein payros hefker. V'lechein tsarech she'ein hefrish nikar b'mechir ha-payros shu pachos m'mechir ha-shuk. Aval im ein hefrish nikar b'mechir ha-payros shu pachos m'mechir ha-payros she'b'shuk, ein lebezdin l'tapel b'tzuruk kizu Otzer Bezdin. It has to be obvious, argues Rav Yashiv, that as I described to you in that parking lot of the shul, it has to be obvious that this is Otzer Bezdin. Otherwise, it's Osir. V'im ha-Bezdin gov dim yosem v'chir ha-per she-b'shuk, ha-re'em ki-sokhrei shvius. And then they become just like sokhrei shvius v'pshita sh'asalasas kei. Now, mi ani to raise a disagreement to the great Rav Yashiv Zatzal. But at the same time, if there was no other option, if Rav Yashiv is clearly a Mishnah Mefureshes, so then in such a case, basically, I would say that Otzer Bezdin, on a broad level, is basically crushed because of the argument that Rav Rimo makes. And that is, at the end of the day, if Bezdin has to sell it less than the normal value, so Bezdin needs to get the farmers to be working. You need to get them the basic wage that they're entitled to. Every process, every business venture has things that work and things that don't work. You need to be working with a certain margin of error, of profit. If you're charging a very low amount, so it might work for this paradise over here in this parking lot of this shul over here. But on a mass level, you know, where the trucks break down and things happen and so on and so forth, if you're going to be doing it for so cheap, someone is not going to get paid along the way. And then that someone's going to stop working, and then the whole process of Otzer Bezdin is going to fall apart. So, is Otzer Bezdin a very, very small solution for very particular farmers and very, very particular places, but as a broad solution for all of Eretz Yisrael, and not even all of Eretz Yisrael, let's say half of Eretz Yisrael, a quarter of Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we're becoming a bigger country. Ad kedei kach, the Rebbe himself thinks that Rafi's going to stay one day. You know, everybody's coming and they're staying. So in such a case, then, you know, we need to, this is not, according to Rav Yashiv Shita, Rav Yashiv is going to say to you, I don't care. At the end of the day, this is the halacha, and this is what's mutter. And you can't do that which is aser. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the terutzim. So let's take a look. What's the source of the Chazon Ish's Chumra, and then I'll take your Ha'ara. Let's take a look at the Chazon Ish's. You know what? It might be involved. So let's take the Ha'ara first. And then we'll... Okay, so let's take a look. What's the source? What's the Chazon Ish's source? The Rav Yashiv's source. So his source is the Chazon Ish. Ayin Dalid on Mishnas Hagoyin Rabbi Yosef Shalom. Ayin Dalid. Moran Zatzal. That's Rav Yashiv. Ubir Moran Zatzal. The im bezdim is askim. The govim yosem mechir hapero shebeshuk. The mimon kol mine atzos harem kisoch reishviyas. So Rav Yashiv argues that if Bezdin's going to make a cheshbon and say, wait a second, so here we're charged a little bit more because we know on the apples, the farm is not so far away. So there we could charge a little bit less. But when it comes to the peppers, so then in such a case, the farm is very, very far away. And since the farm is far away, so then the gas is going to cause more, and then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Says Rav Yashiv, the moment you start thinking like that, you're thinking like a socher. Then you're being socher peros shvius. Harem kisocher peros shvius. Shalochim peros hefker shal klal Yisrael. Umisaskim b'em l'kisui v'revach dvar macherim. You make all these cheshbonos. Okay. Stam Rav Yashiv zatzal svar. Va'ayin sham oid. I don't know where the sham is. But va'ayin sham oid. Shehevi, maybe it's Mishmeres Hashvius. Okay, from the footnote above. Shehevi Shekain Hizer Alzeh Bikoivitz Igarois Chazanish. This is one of the most important set of letters in the Olam HaYeshivas today, and that is the letters of the Chazanish, which we photocopied all the way in the back. Fascinating. By the way, the Chazanish is writing both, not only on Shas, but also his writing in his letters and his Machshava. The Chazanish has a very unique style of Hebrew. It's not Gemara language, and it's not modern Hebrew. It's Chazanish's unique Lashon Kodesh. So it's a little bit hard to read. I used to get stuck a lot in Emunah B'Bitachon. It's a very hard sefer to read. That's why it was so good that they just translated, because it's hard to read. It's the Chazanish's Lashon Kodesh is difficult. So the Chazanish is dealing with an Esrog. He has an Esrog that was sent to him. It says, Esrogim Igiani. Then he starts telling him what he likes about the Esrog and what he doesn't. And he immediately jumps in on the bottom of Ayin Gimel. He immediately jumps in, Mashe Kasafti Lachshov Kefi HaTorach Kemuvan She'eino B'Shvil Lachsol Kesef. We'll explain in a moment. Rak Chavosenu She'emaseinu Machrizim Al Kiyum HaTorah U'Lefarsim Kiyum Na Mitzvoseh. So this Esrog had some connection to Shemitah for it. And he says, V'kasher chol shev es ha-mechir kibishol shana, mishkach es inyin mitzvah shvius. If you're going to make the price and include the Toreach involved, so then you will cause that the whole mitzvah shvius will be forgotten. Achasi li im Toreach meruba o pachos, ubevad shiinikar. At the end of the day, the price needs to indicate this. That's the line in the Chazanish. So the Chazanish, number one, is saying that the price has to indicate why? That Machriz al kiyum haTorah lefarsim kiyumenu mitzvoseh. We need to be mefarsim that we're being mekayim the mitzvah, and that we're not being involved in schora, even if you know that you're just paying for the Toreach. So, first of all, it is the great Chazanish. In other words, this is not something that could be taken lightly, although I just want to point out that it's a letter that the Chazanish is saying. The Chazanish is not necessarily saying that he's making a psak for everybody. Notice also, it's as much as his concern to make sure that there isn't going to be zilzul shvius in general, as opposed to him saying that there is a problem here in the Otzer Bezdin itself. He's saying that it's going to be lost on people that there's going to be Kedusha Shvius. It seems that if the only way the Otzer Bezdin is going to work is that Bezdin is going to, at the end of the day, not try to make a profit, but to make sure that they're going to come out even on the bottom line, there are times that they're going to have to charge more than a minimal mechir. And this Rav Rimon here, last week I disagreed with Rav Rimon. Here I think what Rav Rimon Shlita says makes sense. On page 266, Ha'ikar shamaskoret lo tishtaneh lefi hatzlachos gedelos aperos. He says the most important thing is that Otzer Bezdin is to make sure that you're not adjusting to the farmers based on whether the fruits are better or fruits are worse, in other words, whether they're profiting. Nidme, and here Rav Rimon goes further, Shegam haChazonish hayimaskan l'kfiya ikronitzeh. That the Chazonish would agree with that. Elu sover shatzibur tzarech ledas shaperu shukon hei meotzer bezdin. And notice again, as far as I know, I could be wrong, I only know this as a Chazonish in the letter. I don't even know this as a psak of the Chazonish. V'lachein, and that's why the Chazanish held that it needs to be cheaper. Hayotze midvareinu. Then what emerges is the following bottom line. What emerges is that if you understand, if you go with Rav Nevensal's understanding of the heter b'mido mishkol b'minyan that was said in the name of the Chazanish, it only applies to Shulchan Aruch. So challenge number one is that it needs to be obvious that this person is on the Bezdin's payroll, and not on his own payroll, that he's making a profit at the end of the day, which is not simple at all. And it can't be harama. That's concern number one. Concern number two is Rav Yashiv Zatzal's concern about that the mechir has to be low. As far as Rav Nenenzal's concern is, so first of all, my Rebbe spoke, so then there's nothing for me to say. I have to say that what's bothering him was bothering me. And like Rav Nenenzal said, there's no makar in the Chazon Ish with the Chazon Ish. Not that the Chazon Ish is the only paisik, but there's no makar in the Chazon Ish that says that B'midah Mishkol B'minyan is going to be mutter in a store. The only thing is that the Shluchei Bezdin in their processing don't have to worry about that. But you need someone, Rav Nenenzal argued, who's clearly one of the Shluchei Bezdin. If already there's someone who's making a profit on it, so then, or is not one of the Shluchei Bezdin, so then that issue has to be worked through. One caveat, though, before I get to repeat the second concern, and that is some want to argue that the truth is it's a fundamental chakira. Now let's do the lamdus. A minute of lamdus. And that is the following. What's the isser of b'mida b'mishkol u'b'minyan? Is the isser b'mida to sell b'mida mishkol u'b'minyan an extension of the isser schora? Or is it a halach in kedusha shvi'is? The Rash, if I'm not mistaken, in the Mishnayis, seems to understand that the issue is an extension of the Yisr Schora. If it's an issue of Schora, then you could argue, no! Against from Nevensal. You could argue that, no, but Mido Mishkol Minyan is Mutter because there's no Schora here. Everything's Otzer Bezdin. But if you say it's Halacha and Kedusha Shvius, so then in such a case it was a Heter that was given Dafka to Shluchei Bezdin, but anybody else does not have that heter. So that's a chakira, and that would, to defend the mekilim over here, that's what the mekilim might say. That here there's no issue schar. But then we come back to the other thing, it's a legal fiction, you know. That's what's bothering us. And then the second issue, as we mentioned, was Rav Yashiv's issue, there has to be a mechir that's less, and they point to this letter of the Chazon Ish, and we wondered that maybe if you make it obvious that it's Otzer Bezdin, and you publicize all of the things that you're doing in regards to being Mekayim Shvius through the Otzer Bezdin, and you've satisfied all the other requirements that we've said, that's not the Midah, Mishkol, Minyan, and so on, maybe it could be that the Bezdin can try to manipulate the prices in the sense that they'll be able to reach an even line without making profit, so that at the end of the day, the process of Otzer Bezdin will work, so that will save from the fiasco that was described where there were large businesses that lost money. And therefore, even if it is the same price, and according to this, then even if it will be more than the regular price in the shuk, it would be permissible. I'll just conclude. Someone just told me that the present Rav, who was just elected of Yerushalayim, Rav Amar Shlita, who no one will accuse of being too far to the right. Rav Amar himself said that there are many Otzer Bezdins that he has very, very strong reservations about, that there are real concerns about Otzer Bezdin. Mitzad Sheni, we advocate that this institution is a beautiful institution, and if we could find a way to pull ourselves together to do it right, then Be'ez Hashem, this might be one of the can be, and some places is, one of the most beautiful ways of providing fruits for Klal Yisrael, providing parnasa, a basic parnasa for the farmers, and being able to be zocha, to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kedusha Shvius, and thereby also ensure continued siyata d'shmaya in settling Arzei HaKadosh.